Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as this come out, you should get out on the floor, go and get your sexy out. If you know that you better than a new girl daddy out, go ahead and tell them now, you gon' miss me when I'm gone, gone, gone.
Ayo, Cece, let me show you how to do a singing bitch greasy. Was by Lennox, you're the one on Peachtree. I was with Dimitri. See you when you're loving hip-hop, men DC. Fuck these petty niggas is a bitch motto. If I say it on wax, every bitch follow. If I'm sipping in the club, mix Moscato. I got a big fat ass, big dick follow. Hit him with the back shot, hit him with the ass shot. Took him to the bank, then I hit him with the cash shot. I do it big, I hit him with the cap block. I'm gonna ball, I hit him with the mascot. No, I never been there, but I like the Bangkok. Big fat titties when they hanging out my tank top. You gon' play me? On Instagram, nigga tryna shade me. But your bitch at home tryna play me. I'm Nikki and Weezy F baby. Man, fuck you and your lady. Gun butt you cause you shady. Now which bitch won it? Cause that bitch did it. I gave him to you, bitch. Don't fucking forget it.
I just went through a breakup. But it's okay, I got my cake up. Do my hair, put on some makeup. Tryna see what tonight gon' take us. I post some pics up looking sexy. Now this nigga won't text me. How much you won't bet me? He gon' regret the day he left me.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Taylor Dane, Thomas Carter, and Imaza Day. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. Hey Thomas.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Okay, so that's how I'm feeling tonight. I'm just going to say it. I needed it in my, that little song in my spirit. I was over here jamming. That's why I didn't want to stop it, because I was over here dancing. My chair was getting the best goddamn left hand it's had in a while.
Oh, goodness.
And so, I've been drinking. Have you all been drinking? Am I drinking alone? Am I the lush of the group?
Going on? No, I haven't, but, I mean, no. No.
I'm drinking now.
I'm not drunk, but I'm feeling good. We're going to say that. I feel good.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about why you feel good.
No, we're not. We're just going to move right along.
Nope. I've been drinking.
Why?
Under the deal.
Why
shall we move along any other time? He wants to stop and pause us.
Right. We're just going to go, and we're going to talk about what you want to pass up. Why?
Well, today I went and I saw a very good friend of mine that I haven't saw in a while. And that's it. That's why I feel good.
That's it?
Your storytelling sucks.
Well, it should. Moving right along.
What? Thomas, you know what? I'm just going to talk to you tonight. Okay? I'm just going to talk to you.
You sure you want to do that?
This shit, no, I don't. I'm unsure.
I'm just saying, you know, my conversations get kind of filthy, unlike Taylor, you know.
I mean, I didn't say that anything kind of goes tonight because we all kind of had like one of them weeks. It was like I just don't give a fuck. I don't care at this point. So we're just going to talk about whatever time. We do have some topics, but we're going to talk about some stuff.
Do we have to talk about the topics?
You know what? No. I don't even goddamn care.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you should.
We're just going
we're
about to do whatever the fuck we want to tonight. Yeah. Whatever.
Thank you.
So, but let's put the disclaimer out there. Let's put it out there so that people don't tune in and get scared about what we're talking about. So,
okay.
Before we go too far left,
It's going really far left.
Like, we thank you all for hanging out with us tonight, but this is not for prudes and people who like to clutch things, turtles, and whatnot. So, yeah, we cuss, we drink, we have a good time, we talk about sex, and, yeah, whatever. So, Thomas, is there something you want to get off your chest as well? Well, let me say this first. Thomas, you know what? I appreciate you. Last week, you said something very profound, and I applaud you, and I thank you for saying it. And I can tell you that's us today, but I forgot. I'm going through some shit. So, thank you.
Wait, what happened? What did I say?
Okay, all right. So, we have brought up the topic about, you know, threesomes, how it's considered okay for a man to have two women, and why it's not okay for a woman to have two men. And we had a caller that kind of called in and went off, like off about the subject. And it seemed slightly a little bit closed-minded, if you will.
Yeah.
And I felt that, you know, it was just, okay. It was some bullshit, okay. What the caller was saying was some bullshit, and it was just bullshit. But then you came and shut that shit down, shut it up real fast. And me and Amaj were completely floored, and I was like, wow.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, you shut that down really fast, really quick, and it was pretty fucking awesome.
It was appreciated. We appreciate you. And I don't have a gift or anything for you because I appreciate you. But normally if I don't appreciate you, you know it. But if I appreciate you, you still know it. So yeah, I appreciate you. Awesome.
Hey, no problem.
It's okay. Okay, so let's get to the show. What are you talking about, though?
Yeah, thank you for
that. Since we're not going. Huh?
I said thank you for that.
No,
you're
problem,
welcome,
man.
Sir.
You're absolutely welcome. Whenever you get married, I'm dancing at your wedding. Okay? Now, I'm a dancer.
No.
You don't want me to dance at your wedding? I can fucking dance. What are you talking about?
Listen, I can dance too, but more than likely at my wedding, I'll be drunk. So, you know, I'm just letting you know now. Don't dance.
Hey.
You know. And I know mostly chicks, so, you know.
Are you even gonna make it? Are you two even gonna make it through the whole ceremony? Because I picture Thomas's wedding being like at least 10 minutes, 10 minutes long.
Weddings are about that. They're about 10 to 30 minutes long.
No, he's not. They're not even gonna have a wedding party or nothing. They're just going to go out and say, I do, and then they're going to go in the parking lot, and then just get shit popping in the parking lot while everybody else.
They married.
You see, here's the thing, right?
See,
because
here it go.
It's all about the perception. It's all about the perception in which I give off. Like, if I'm going to get married, you know, I'm going to get fucking married, you know. Now, am I going to, the first time I get married, you know, I'm not going to have, you know, this big-ass extravagant wedding. No, I'm not going to do all that. No, I'm going to go to the courthouse. I'm going to go get everything done, get everything processed. And then we're going to have us a little reception party. It don't even have to be that fucking big. I'm not even too much worried about it. Just a few close people and, you know, some people to hang out with, have fun with, and just have a good fucking time. Now, later on down the line, you know, when the money is right and everything else, listen, we're going to fucking do it right. You know, we're going to do it the conventional way that, you know, most people feel as though they should get married. That's what I'm going to do. But as far as, you know, when I first initially get married, I'm not doing all that big extravagant shit. Fuck y'all. Plain and simple.
I can't. I'm not even gonna.
See?
I'm a simple kind of guy. Listen, you know, I'm a simple guy. Like, I had an ex-girlfriend. She wanted to get married, and she wanted this big-ass extravagant wedding. And I'm like, why? Like, literally, like, we were talking about a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, like, before we got together, we were talking about a whole bunch of different things. And one of the things was she wanted this big extravagant wedding, and I'm like, well, I ain't got the money for that, and nor am I going to be in debt behind that shit. So you can do that shit all you want, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be in debt behind it. I'm not going to be stressing myself the fuck out because, you know, I know me, and I know I like shit a certain way. And so, you know, one of my things was that I don't give a fuck who I'm getting married to. Blue, some form of blue is going to be in my fucking wedding. I don't give a fuck where it's at, but it's going to be in my fucking wedding. Blue, gray.
Okay.
Blue and gray at minimum.
Okay.
Blue and gray at minimum.
All right.
And okay. Women seem to have a problem with that. At least I know what fucking color I'm going to wear.
Okay.
No, I don't think there's nothing. I think it, men should be a plotter, but, like, I could see a nice, you know, a nice gray suit or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see that with a either navy bluish type tie. I could see that for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or something in that. Or, you know what I'm saying? As long as she respects that you at least need your navy blue and your gray.
Good to go.
You know, it should be good to go.
I got no problems. Now, if she got a problem with that, then, you know, we just going to have to either call off the wedding or we're going to fuck her until she, I'm going to fuck her until she agrees. One or the other.
Okay. That kind of leads us into a situation. So, people do that. Well, I'm just asking, like, I know I've probably been fucked till I agreed to some shit that I ain't even goddamn really realize I was about to goddamn do. But you have to do that shit.
Yeah,
I mean, you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for real, some shit. Like, I don't agree. I know one time, I know I agreed to do some shit that I, like, am I capable of even doing that? Like, will I even do that? But I'm going to do it because I'm the best at everything that I do. But what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I asked the person about it, I was like, I agreed to that, didn't I? They was like, you sure did. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm.
It'd be like that sometimes. Listen, if I know that I can get you to do certain things with, you know, some good long strokes and some vicious aggressive sex, yeah, I'm using it to my fucking advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the worst. I do that. Like, if I want something and I know that you're not going to give it to me, I'm going to make you give it to me. I do that all the time. Yeah.
That shit don't work one way for me, though. I don't care who you are. You can't. That shit don't work for me. I'm sitting up there, and if she asks me for something that I don't really want to do, I'm going to tell her no. And if she try to use sex to get what she wants, the answer is still no. I don't give a fuck. I go jerk my dick for all I care.
You know what? That was kind of situation I've been kind of dealing with lately. Like, somebody's been telling me a no a lot lately.
Yeah,
I don't understand why she's trying to tell me no. so much.
I don't know where all of this is coming from. Like, lately, they just been, like, I don't know if, like, when they go to sleep at night, the Sandman come and start sprinkling, like, no seeds everywhere, but they just, it's just, you know.
No seeds. Like seriously, like the like even the other night when we were talking, I was like, "Well, shoot, listen, this is what's going on. I need some affection here." No, you remember how you was acting? Such a, what? Did you tell me, goddamn no? Like in my head, I was like, "This little dude just told me no. That ain't no better to tell me no." So I was like, "Okay, well." We're both Falcons. It's not like we're going to sleep anytime soon, so I'm about to come over. And he was like, okay. Okay, so that puts my foot in the door, okay? So when I get there, I know you're not going to resist the fact that I'm there.
No.
And we have to lay in the bed. And so
now she gonna put on her little devious plan into action. You could see her in the back with her evil grin and laugh.
Mwah. I was like, oh. You told me no. Watch how I work, please. So then we are sitting there and we're talking and we're just talking about different things and they're like, okay, I'm getting ready to go to sleep. No, you're not. Put your phone down. Like, they're sitting there trying not to pay me any attention by messing with their phone. Like, you know you can't do this. Put your phone down. Put your phone away. My phone ain't out. Why is your phone out? Please put your phone away. And no sooner than I was like, okay, well, let's go to sleep. He couldn't resist the fact that I'm laying right there beside you. Please. Come on now. Really? You really was going to tell me no? And the moment you said, okay, come over here, you already knew what the situation was. You knew that. You knew that if I put my booty on you, you was going to want to rub on it.
That's what
and, no, he's not weak. No, I get that time. Now, there have been times that this is the same person who kind of put me on this little punishment situation. Now, with that time period, now I fairly went through my punishment, but the next time that I tried to go through this punishment thing, I was like, fuck that. I'm not stuck for what I thought was tripping. It's talking like 2-3 months. Uh-uh. Nope. Mm-mm. Can't do it. I'm sorry. I would cheat on you.
Like I said,
y'all already know that. How is that weak? How is that weak? He wanted just as much as I wanted. Why are we going to punish ourselves over some stupid shit?
It ain't no stupid shit. Listen, if you sit up there and you say, okay, hey, look, you fucking went to it, don't make no fucking difference. Listen, if I say no, that's just what the fuck it mean. It mean no. Now, if you're sitting there, I'm like, okay.
And that's why me and you ain't together, because you ain't going to tell me goddamn no.
Shit. I know this shit. Listen, yeah, I already know who the fuck I could be with. Shit, you ain't one of them. It's okay.
Good. I'm glad. Yes.
Gladly. I'm glad that you're glad, motherfucker. Shit. Fucking with me.
Booty popping. That was hard. Booty popping dance. Yes. I ain't over this.
Oh, my God.
Listen, fellas. Listen, fellas. If you don't say no, just keep saying no. Make her have to want to attack you. Don't give in and be like, well, you know I couldn't resist. Like, no, nigga, resist. Because if you sit there and you give in, she got you. Plain and simple. And she's going to use that shit against you every fucking time. I'm telling you for your own fucking good, don't do it.
No, that's true, because I do it. Don't tell me no.
I mean, there's been times where I had to take it. Yeah, I'm going to take the shit. You're not going to keep that there, so you know. Whatever. Good luck with that shit.
Wait till you go to sleep and get right on it. Don't you think this is? You ain't going to tell me no.
And don't you, you said not turn over and I can't get to it. You said not turn over and I can't get to it.
Oh, I'm going to annoy you till you roll back over.
I'm going to roll you over.
You ain't gonna ruin me.
I sure did let mine go. That's what it out loud. Y'all didn't hear me good. Y'all didn't hear me.
I did hear what you said,
I heard you. I'm not gonna say what you said.
I heard it.
We're gonna address it though. We're gonna address it. Cause you gonna roll that nigga over. What kind of nigga is that?
What I mean, the way he was sleeping, he was like on his side. And when I got there, he was already on his side and he was sleeping. So when I got there, I was just like, hey, turn over. And he was like, no. At first he was like, no, I'm, you know, he was asleep. I was like, mm-mm, nope. And then I kind of maneuvered my way and said, what? He's asleep. Wake up. Shit. What? You know what I like.
That nigga
you know what
up.
I want. You tripping.
Mm.
I don't know.
Burp.
No, I was drinking my drink. It's all gone. Gotta get another
I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. I was drinking out of a straw.
That's, oh, my goodness. You and them damn... what are you drinking?
The only type of beer I can really drink, red apple ale.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I can't have... regular beer. So, I drink red. I love red and woodchuck and what's that other one? Angry Orchard. They're really great.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, a lady should either pour her drink in a cup or she can sip with a straw. I drink my beer with a straw. Don't judge me. That's the shit I do. Okay?
Okay.
You will never catch me turn a bottle up. Never. You shall never catch me do that. Not lady.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm a goddamn lady.
Did she say sometimes she's a goddamn lady? Okay.
Don't be asking me no fucking questions. I'm just sitting up here. I'm about to get on my action shit, you know. Kill the mic in my motherfucking system.
What?
What?
Yeah, whatever. Fuck. So, come on, y'all. Let's go. Let's bring some shit up.
Okay. So, then, if we don't have really anything to talk about, I mean, we do have these topics that are sitting out here in the world.
Why do we have to
one
go to
of
the topics? No. Skip them shit. Let's talk about some random shit. How the kids, Taylor?
No, we're not talking about no damn kids on this goddamn show tonight.
Motherfucker, why not? You said
we
do whatever the fuck we want.
This is not... What?
You did say it, didn't you? You did say it, right?
I mean, we really don't. I don't want to talk about no kids.
Taylor, you've been practicing on
making kids
lately. Making
kids.
What? No.
I think you said what I said. I'm practicing.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So you
ain't
been practicing?
No.
You ain't been practicing?
No.
Why not?
Because... I don't want the ones I got now. Because, well, my friend, he went back home.
Where's he from?
So,
did she just say hmm?
I forgot.
Oh, Lord, he ain't your friend then. You just forgot where the man's from.
He's
what
from
the, what?
The South, but I can't remember the town.
Yourself.
He's from the south of what?
No, he's from Georgia, but I can't remember the town.
Okay, I'm going to call some places out. Atlanta, Augusta, Savannah.
Warner Robins.
I think it's Augusta. But we didn't really see. Here's the thing, though. We really didn't talk about that much. So
y'all didn't really talk about a lot, did you?
No,
yeah,
we didn't really talk about a lot.
We know how to make that nigga this kid go.
Yeah, we talked about that. Now that we talked about, now that I understand, that I know, that. But you know, anything extra, I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So your friend went. So your friend went that. And so now you don't have, you know, you have nothing.
No, so I've just been kind of.
You need to find something.
I know, but I've been kind of chilling. I've been really busy lately, though, too. Like, I had, you know, trying to get the people ready to go back to, you know, school and stuff. So I've been really busy. I haven't been really thinking about it. But I chat with them and stuff. Like, we talk on Google Chat a lot, though. Like, we were up till, like, 5 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
we talked about 7:30.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotcha. I understand. So, yeah. So you got your old good little country boy, or he's from up there, he got people up there, and he lives in the South, or?
Yeah, he lives in the South, but he just came up to visit some family. So, yeah.
Thank
you, you.
Okay. Well,
he actually invited me down a little later on in the year, so I think I might be taking a trip.
Okay, all right. Augusta, if he's from Augusta, Augusta's not that bad. They're a little country, but that's not that bad.
No, he's not that bad. Like he's got an accent on him though.
Girl, them Georgia boys, they do have some accents.
Because we were talking, and I was like,
what?
Like, we were talking, and I was like, you're going to have to type that, because I don't know what you're talking about.
You're stupid.
You're going to have to type that, because I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. I don't know. But he kept asking me. He was like, yeah, right? I'm like, huh? And he said it again. He was like, but yeah, right? Like, he was trying to get me to agree with him. But I'm like, I'm not agreeing with you. I don't understand what you said. Messing around and have me agreeing to some bullshit. What you say? You better type that out.
Take a country. And his accent is real southern. Like, Georgia voices are really different. You can tell who's from where. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because, yes, I have an accent. But my accent is not as deep as some others who have some deeper southern accent. And, yeah, I may say honey, but if some people feel like, honey, you know, they hold letters a lot longer for whatever goddamn reason. Let the shit go.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know what? I quit one of my hoes this week.
Oh, Lord.
I did.
Why they gotta be hoes, though?
I mean, I'm sorry.
No, this one's a hoe.
I'll walk up. No, Thomas is right. You shouldn't be a hoe.
Okay.
I quit my side piece this week.
Yes. Okay.
These side pieces ain't loyal. What the fuck do you expect from a side piece?
You know what? The fact of the matter is this. Side pieces should never tell lies.
Yeah.
Side pieces should always be honest. They should never tell a lie about anything. Because they know the situation and they know what they're here to do. There's no reason for lying. this side piece decided they wanted to tell a lie. I ain't got time for that. We good. So, yeah, so I had to quit him, and it broke everything in me to have to quit him. It took everything in me because it was such a good piece. I feel sad.
Well, I don't feel sad for him. I don't feel sad for him. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, maybe our time has, ran out.
No. See, if your time really ran out, then shit would be split amicably to a certain degree. Now, if some shit happened which caused the split, then you can say, all right, shit didn't end up the way y'all time didn't run out, Some shit happened, and that's what the fuck happened. That's what caused y'all to end. But if y'all split amicably, y'all had y'all little agreement, all right, I'm not really feeling this no more. So, I'm just going about my business.
Nope. That split wouldn't. I said, I quit you, and that's it. And they still trying to figure out why. I mean, not necessarily why. They know why I quit them. But they've been calling me every day, trying to be my friend, trying to have heart-to-heart. I'm not ready yet, so I'm good.
So I got a question for you.
What?
So according to your sex facts that's in the group, right, did you fuck him one more time?
I sure goddamn did. What? So if you realize, one of my best friends is actually in the group, okay? So... that's why it was like, I can't even believe she posted this shit. Like, when I talked to him later in the day, he was like, really? So you just going to tell them that you quit niggas and you fuck them before you quit them? I said, I sure do. I'm talking about I give them that good shit, that grade A. We can do it everything. Like, everything you know I like to do, we doing it. And... I told my best friend, but I'm going to tell y'all too. I was like, shoot, I even came in that nigga's face a couple of times. Go ahead. Bye. And then after we got done, we sat there and we talked for a second, and I let him know. I was like, hey, listen, this was the last time. I'm going to quit you after today. And he was, like, why? And I had to ask, I had to tell him what I had found out or whatever. And if you would have seen the look on his face, he looks so lost. He's like a sad puppy. And I was like, well, you know the consequences of telling lies. Like, we've been doing this for how long? You know me very well. So don't tell me a lie. You know better. And he looks so sad. Like, when I asked him, when I had to ask him, and he told me the answer, I was looking him right in his face, and all his emotions kind of just drained from his face, and he was so sad. What's that? What you want me to do? And then had nerd ask me, is you okay? I'm fine. I'm hungry. Go find me something to eat. That's what you go do.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So let me get this straight. So you fucked the shit out of him. You quit him.
Mm-hmm.
Then told him to go get you something to eat.
Yep, from Zach. I'm telling you to go where I want you to go to.
I'll be there. I want to be mad when I grow up.
Time out, right? Time out.
Mm-hmm.
So you told this nigga after you fucked him that you was quitting him.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, she told him to go get her something to eat. I want to be like Amaj when I grow up.
Girl.
I'm going to punch that nigga in the face when I see him.
And look, what's so funny is this. Seriously, they're calling and talking to me every day this week. Every day.
Well, punch that nigga in the face, yo. Every nigga that sees him should punch him right in the face.
Monday. Monday. I'm sorry, Monday. You got to work today? No, I'm off today. Well, I will probably come by later. I'm not going to be here. I'm probably going to my mom's house. I'm going to, you know, we're going to eat good. Okay. All right. 11:30, Monday night. Call. Before the first thing was a text message. Then she called. Hey, you don't goddamn call me at no 11 o'clock at night. Why are you calling me at 11 o'clock at night? You know them. Oh, okay. So we're talking to midnight. What? Okay. Next day. Well, my schedule is not so busy. What are you doing? What? Are you serious? Okay. Future. I don't understand. Same thing for the next. I haven't talked to him today, but yesterday I talked to him. I was like, what in the world? I just, you're not even giving me time to deal with the fact that I got to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me time to kind of get over the lie before you try to be in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's what I'm at this point. Like, let me get over the lie that you done told.
I mean,
sometimes it's hard to let go. It's hard to let go. You know? And some people, they can't let go.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
So, needless to say, whenever somebody see that nigga, punch him in the motherfucking face.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to.
Why y'all punching
people? Because, man, listen. I don't care what you say. You know, ain't no pussy in the world good enough for me to go, for you to tell me that this is my last time fucking you. You might as well not fuck me at all and just send me on my motherfucking way. See, I already know that. I already know that fucking trick. I mean, you ain't going to do that shit to me. If I already know that you mad at me, fuck you. No, you stay mad at me until you figure it out that you don't want to be fucking mad at me no more. And then after that, we can fuck. But I don't want to talk to you if you're mad.
He didn't know I was mad. He didn't know. What happened was that...
Listen.
The information that I found out, you know what, I kind of kept it to myself. And then... He got here because I had already said, oh, I'm going to see him on this day. So he gets here, we're sitting, we're talking, we're enjoying each other's company. Then we do the deal. No, at first we sit down, we talk first. I mean, sometimes they ain't just right when you hit the door. Sometimes we do sit there and we do talk. So we're sitting down talking. And then after we talk a little bit, we get down to the real business and the reason why you over here. And that's a good hour romp or whatever. And so, you know, we're laying around and, you know, kind of basking in it. And I get up and I get, you know, my little cover up and I put my little cover up on. And he's like, why are you putting your cover up on? I was like, oh, I'm just going to lay here and talk to you with my cover up on. Because what I needed to say, I didn't need to be naked to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to have something on because I'm really getting ready to quit you. So, and I told him, I was like, you know, I started having the conversation and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to quit you. So, yeah. But why should I punish myself on getting a nut? Like, really? But the dick was good. So why would I, if I might as well go ahead and get some, I'm about to break up with it. Shit. Make it last.
I don't know, because maybe it's just me. I'm real intuitive about shit, so if I know that a woman is mad at me, women give all kinds of fucking hints when they're mad at you. So I be noticing all kinds of shit.
I will sit there with a straight face, be mad as shit on the inside, laughing and giggling.
No. You got to understand, there's certain shit that you do that you probably don't even realize that you give away that you fucking mad. Because it's always something that women will do. Like, if guys pay attention, it's always something that women will do that'll let them know that they mad. Now, they may not catch it all the time. Yes, really. Listen, all right. So, for instance, like, let's say a woman is mad at me, and I know that she likes to do certain things. I know that if she's mad at me, she won't do those little things that she thinks that I don't notice that she does. You know what I'm saying? Those little subtle things that you do when you're happy with your dude or you're happy with whoever you're dealing with at that point in time, there's certain little things that you do for that person that you'd be like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to stop doing this, so I'm going to stop doing that because you're mad at them.
See, that's where I'm a little different because I'm the type where I'm going to continue to be myself and I'm going to continue to do exactly the things that I need you to make you think that I'm happy, and then I'm going to hit you with it. Like, I'm completely different than a whole lot of women. So I don't do the whole, well, he didn't do that. Oh, I'm not going to do this, this, that, and the third. Oh, I'm not going to touch his dick tonight because he didn't do whatever. No, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And I'm just as happy and just as smiley and just as I want to be. Because literally, he was so, he kept asking me, are you okay? Are you okay? Because I'm sitting there having a conversation, normal. I'm not raising my voice. I'm not cussing. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just, you know, just, oh, really? So you, really, you decided to just tell me a lie? Is there a reason why you decided to tell me this lie? Is there a reason why you didn't tell the truth? Like, I'm sitting there just talking to him. And he kept looking at my face, looking for a sign of me being upset. And he's not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get it. He's not going to get that from me. Because I can
see,
laugh at you and want to cut you at the same. I'm going to laugh at you and laugh with you, even if I want to cut you. Because the truck driver can say that to you as well. He can say, something's wrong with that girl. Because she'll be laughing and giggling, and I'll piss her off if I saw her. And she'll still be laughing and giggling at my joke. But I know she's mad. But I'm still going to laugh. I'm still going to enjoy it. And then when I'm ready to talk about it, I'm going to be like, hey, let's talk about this right quick. You know, we don't have some words, but, you know, we're not going to yell. We're not going to be stupid about it. We're just going to argue a little bit. And then we're going to fuck each other's brains out. So, yeah, that's what happens. Sorry. Flashback.
A mess.
I'm just a little bit different. Just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Taurus woman. I can. Yeah, you can wave that little red flag in front of me for so long. Yeah, I'm gonna get mad on the inside, but when I get ready to explode, you know, and I usually don't explode. It takes a lot for me to explode. A lot. And then, if I get to crying and a tear start running out, you might want to leave the house. You might want to leave. Because I'm about to fuck you up real good, man. It's serious. Because I don't cry. I don't do that. I ain't no punk. I ain't no bitch. No goddamn cry around here. Stop them goddamn tears out.
Well, alrighty then.
Yes, and
well, all right then. I got something I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about why niggas is messy. That's what I want to talk about. Why niggas is messy. For those listeners who are just tuning in, I went through a breakup a while ago. It's been, the kids are one now, so it's been about 11 months or so now. And we don't see each other often. We don't communicate that often unless it's about the kids. But I'm trying to figure out why this messy Negro has his I don't know what she is. I don't know if she's his girlfriend or what. But why is she asking me his whereabouts? Yeah.
What did
I don't
she
know.
And why am I just not hearing it?
Because it just happened. Like, as you were talking, I get this text.
Why she got your phone number?
Exactly. Messy statement number one. Why does she have my number? I know she didn't just pull it out the sky. So you must have gave it to her, or she just saw it and just ran with it. So she's texting me about his whereabouts. I don't know where he is. That's not my man. I don't know what to tell you. You sure you haven't seen him? What? I think that this is just, I think that this is, again, this is him being messy. I think this is one of those, I want to see if you're going to react type of things. So I get the text. It says, this is Michelle. Have you seen so-and-so? No. And I don't know somebody named Michelle. Well, I'm his girlfriend. Okay. Have you seen him? Nope. Do you know where he could be? Nope. Do you know what time he went? Michelle.
Wait a minute, but that other girl named what, Michelle?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Never mind. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So let me interject
in on this one. Because now, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that everybody knows that you're his, you know, you're the mother of his children.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope that she knows that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, there are some women who are out here, because sometimes it's not the men who are being messy, even if they are messy. Because of the simple fact, it's like this, right? I can understand if it was some bullshit that went on between you and him. Y'all two got into an argument about the kids or whatever the case may be, and she felt it was her way. She felt it was her right to jump into something about that had shit to do with her. But because that's her man, she going to fuck with your phone. She going to play on your phone. Those extra shit. I can understand that. But this is just her asking you where he is. It's not him being messy. It's not him doing anything crazy. I don't think it's him being a female at all.
I don't think it's being a female at all. I think that because I've known him to do certain things that are stupid. So I don't think it's a female. I think it's him texting from some random ass person's phone. Because the number clearly shows up that it's no one's name. And I think that he's just being stupid. I'm sorry.
Either way, it's stupid. Even if it is a female, okay, it's a messy.
Yeah.
Because why does she have my number?
Because she went through his phone. And why just randomly today?
I don't know how long. I don't even know if this is a real person. I don't know how long they've been together, whatever the case may be. But you picked today at this time to text me where he is. Anybody that knows me knows between the hours of 10:30 and 12:30, I am on the show. I am busy. Do not call me unless it's life or death, and it's usually not. So don't call me. Don't text me. Don't Facebook me. Don't do anything. So, again, why are you coming for me to ask me where he is? I can count on one hand how many other people I would go through. If I was a female that was looking for my man, there's five other people I would call before I call his baby mother, his kid's mother, whatever you want to call him.
Let's go. All right, so they, right? Now,
please try and rationalize this again. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Listen, I'm listening.
Right, so you said you don't know this person. Now, if this is the same person that you told me about before, you know, there was something that went on also as well that you had no fucking clue about either, right?
No, it's not the same person. This is somebody else.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then shit. It's still the same thing because he may not always tell you about, you know, the next person that he deal with. He may be doing.
It's not even that. It's not even, hey, I mean, not for nothing. It's been 11 months. You go do whatever the hell you want to do. You live on your own. You got your own life. I got my own life. Like, that's just what it is. My issue is,
okay,
why are you texting me about his whereabouts? If I don't know
because
where he is.
Because she don't know anybody else to fucking text. That's the only thing, because she knows that, you know, you have kids by him, so...
Why would he...
You know,
I mean, okay, yeah, we have kids. We got a whole gang of kids.
Okay, so she may not know the relationship between you and him.
It is almost 11:30 at night. It is almost 11:30 at night. There is no reason for you to be at my house at this time of night for me to know anything about your whereabouts.
I'm sorry, right?
My kids on a regular basis go to bed at 8 o'clock, so there's no reason for you to be at my house.
Taylor, shut up for a second. Shit.
Uh-huh.
If she's new to you, then she's probably new to him. So therefore, if she's hitting you up and you tell him that she was hitting you up, he's probably going to step to her and address the issue. Maybe, I don't know. That would be me. Wait, shut up.
Uh-uh.
Shut up. Now, in some situations, he may not check her, you know, because maybe she might have been looking for him. And she might have fucking panicked and, you know, the last person that she wanted to hit up was you. And, you know, some women don't want to hit up baby mamas for whatever reason, but they will if they have to. So, just because you don't rationalize it that way don't mean that it's not that. It could be really just, you know, she just really didn't know who else to fucking contact, and you would be the last person in which she would think to go to because of the simple fact that, if anything, if he's supposed to be doing what a good dude is supposed to do, then his baby mom would know where he's at simply because he's been in contact with his baby mom about the kids. Plain and simple. That would be... If it was an ideal situation, he was a good dude, he was taking care of his kids, you know, stuff like that. That would be the rationalization behind it. Or the flip side is the bitch is crazy. She don't really understand what was going on between you and him, and she just don't give a fuck.
So all in all, this is some bullshit, and she messy, and he messy, and I'm not going to be messy in this situation because that is a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm not buying none of this. What she was expecting for me to do, if this really is a female and it's not him because he's done shit like that before, I'm thinking that she thought that I would just go off the handle and call her and be like, why the fuck you... No, I don't know where he is. No, I haven't seen him. No, I don't know what to tell you, and I can't help you. Bye. And even if I did, this random-ass person named Michelle is hitting me up asking me questions about you. Any person with any comments, I'm not about to give you his, like, I'm not about to tell you where he is. I'm not Bing. I can't tell you where he is. Like, what?
I am not Bing.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty much, I'm not trying to rationalize shit else for you. I'm not rationalizing shit else for you, okay? This is a different standard. You ain't got no fucking time to think. It's okay. Not when you upset.
And then you told her to shut up so many times.
Because
I mean,
she was a fucking listener.
I felt
like
y'all was in a relationship talking about some shut up. But...
I don't like when people, I'm trying to tell you something, and you don't want to fucking listen, then you're just like, oh, okay, I'm just keep going on and on and on and on. Motherfucker, you're not even rationalizing your goddamn self. So how the fuck am I supposed to rationalize it for you?
I can't.
I just gave her three rational explanations, and she's like, well, any fucking way, I don't really fucking care. This nigga's gonna
it's
be
not
bullshit.
That I don't
He's
care.
Messy. She's messy. No. Listen.
It's not
it
that
may
I
not
don't
be
care.
Because you, it's not that you don't care, but the way it was coming off was like, nigga, All right, well, I don't give a fuck what you're saying. I don't care. Because you still fucking messy because of the previous experience.
Oh,
no.
That's not what I meant. Come here. Oh, sure, come here, Thomas.
No, get away from me.
Here's a hug through the airwaves. I'm sorry. That's
hug,
not
you.
How I miss.
Fuck your hug. I only like mouth hugs.
I only like mouth hugs. Oh, shit. Okay, vocabulary for the night on my Facebook page. What is a mouth hug? Define mouth hug. I'm really about to put it up.
A mouth hug? You've never heard of a mouth hug?
That's when
I've never heard of that shit. I
well,
know how to suck a dick, but damn, I know what a suck a dick is, not a mouth hug.
I guess that was this.
Mate, I'm sorry.
What was that? Was that last week or the week before where I didn't know what cut a rug meant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
the same thing?
That was last week. No, a mouth hug is not the same thing as a cut a rug. A mouth hug is suck some dick. That's what I'm about. I know what that is.
Yep, that's what it is.
It's just I had never heard it be called a mouth hug. Come here, girl. Don't you come hug me with your mouth. What? You don't get that corny shit out of my goddamn face. What the fuck that mean? Shut up. The fuck?
But you know what, though? You know what, though? For me, you want to know why? Because I'm silly as shit. I'm silly as shit. Even when I'm silly as shit, you know. Hey, what you doing? You want to give me a hug? I want to fuck with you. Yeah,
I can't. I'm no longer a hugger. I'm no longer a hugger.
Oh my.
Oh no, you can be a hugger. You're a hugger. You're a hugger. Yes, you are. You're just not a mouth hugger. Well, you are a mouth hugger, but just not for everybody.
Oh my.
I just don't do it for everybody. I mouth hug on somebody special, but I don't know.
No, because we know how you feel about gingivitis and everything.
My mouth
in the bum bump. In the bum bump, too. You got to remember the bum bump.
You know, I don't put my mouth everywhere. Mm-mm. No, no, no. Nope. There was something that I was going to ask. I forgot because it was y'all said it, and then I had a thought. Oh, okay. Thomas, is it a turn-on for you when a woman cusses, like during sex or whatever?
Is it a turn-on when she cusses?
Yeah. And she like, talk to shit and cuss it and nigga, fuck you, sweet shit, you know, type stuff like that.
It depends on where the fuck she's doing and what she's saying, you know. Because, like, if she's saying, like, come on, fuck this pussy nigga, yeah, come on, that's eternal. But if she, like, some little extra raunchy shit, like, you know, like, nigga, like, it's got to be some shit that'll make me be like, I don't think, I can't even express what you would have to say to turn me off. Because for you to say something like that, it has to be something really fucking foul. Like, I'd give you the fucking side eye while I'm hitting it from the back. That's the kind of shit that makes me want to be like, no, I'm gonna just fucking stop right now because you're just literally too fucking crazy. You know what? Matter of fact, it's like in Scary Movie 2 where he was like talk dirty to me and she started out real nice and then the next thing you know, she just started going real fucking crazy and shit. Yeah, that kind of shit will turn me the fuck off. But, you know, if she's saying, you know, come fuck this pussy or, you know, give me all that dick and all that good shit, you know, that works. But if she talks about she going to piss on the walls and shit on the floor and fart in your mouth and all that good shit.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
You never seen Scary Movie 2? Oh, my goodness. Well, Sean Wayne.
Some movies I don't care to watch.
Okay. All right, well, don't worry about that. Just watch that one scene, okay? You'll be all right. You got any questions
about music
right now?
No, because I was in another group just kind of perusing what they were talking about. And a guy said that, you know, it's a turnover him when he finds out that a woman is a sexual cusser. And I am a sexual cusser. I mean, I cuss, but I also cuss during sex. And I know within the last few times, I even at the end, like, was like, nigga, you make me sick.
I hear this shit all the time.
I was like, oh, my God, you make me sick. Like, this was not supposed to happen. You make me sick. And I know one time I was like, fuck you. Like, right after, I was like, fuck you. Just fuck you.
And then I hear this shit all the time. That's like, normal to me.
Man, it's just, I just, you know, I do have a bit more of, like, I've had a potty mouth when I've been drinking, but I definitely have a potty mouth when I've been having sex. I have a really bad potty mouth.
No. Let me tell you something, right?
I kiss him with his mouth.
If I don't get you to cuss at least one time. Yes, I'm going to punch
you.
You mouth hug him?
You mouth hug him with that mouth?
I kiss
him. She mouth hugs him.
I kiss him. I mouth hug him with his mouth.
She mouth hugs the shit out of him. She mouth hugs the shit out of him.
Yes.
Especially that last year, she mouth hugs the shit out of him.
The
one that got dismissed, I bet you he got that supreme mouth hug. He got that. I don't want to let go mouth hug. That's what that was.
Like, we're going to be like this forever.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't know.
Like, nigga, I'm not letting go.
Quit your ass.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh, my God.
But yeah,
I look at it like this, right? If I don't get you to cuss while we having sex, then I didn't do my job. Because I know if I can get you to cuss, then that means, shit, you just hit something real right. Yeah, that's what that means. It was right. If you don't cuss, then I'm going to look at you like, now I have to look at myself because you didn't cuss and I didn't do my job right. So now I have to work extra hard to get you to cuss the next time.
I actually cuss the most like if I'm having anal. Yeah, I cuss a lot.
I have a potty mouth.
Okay.
I say some off the wall shit. I do.
Hello.
I'm not really a shit talker unless you shit talk to me. So.
Okay, I talk junk. I do it because I have to prove a point. Because you're not going to punk me. You ain't going to do that shit. We got goddamn problems if you think this doesn't goddamn happen. I'm a trooper.
I punk the shit out of everybody. Listen, I don't give a fuck who you are.
Oh, Lord, dear God. Jesus, church.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I punk the shit out of everybody. Go ahead and talk shit if you want to. I'll get some Cavazier in my system like I got right now, and I will fucking wreck shop for hours on end. You're going to be mad at me because you're going to be trying to get a nut out of me, and it's not going to come. Try me if you want to. And even if you bring a friend, it's still not going to work.
I see. That's why I can't mess with the dark liquor. I don't mess with brown liquor. I tried it. I messed with it a little bit late Saturday night, like early Sunday morning before my friend left. I don't know.
That's right. How did it make you feel?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, shit got too real, and now the bed is fucked up. Like, I'm missing a peg from underneath my bed. I didn't do it.
Fucking bed shit.
I personally didn't do it. But yeah, it's like because I have the way my bed is, it has like the pegs underneath it that supports like the box spring and the mattress. But one of the pegs is gone. Which is not really a big deal. Like, it could be fixed if I knew where the peg was. I don't know.
Wait a minute. I raised my hand. I got questions.
Mm-hmm.
How did the peg get lost? It's up under the bed. Okay. Where it belongs. How
yeah.
does it
belong? I don't know. Because I was cleaning. I was cleaning, so I'm thinking maybe I just kind of swept it in, like, on the side and kind of, like, just picked up. I don't know. I just couldn't find it. Or maybe it's staring me in my face and... Okay, so my glasses broke too, so maybe it's right there and I can't see it because...
I got a question for you.
I broke my glasses.
I got a question.
You broke your glasses.
I broke my glasses too.
I got a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he use the peg on you?
No!
Because Taylor, don't let Taylor sit up there and fool you because, like,
I mean, this is the woman
I've had conversations with Taylor
in her goddamn bedroom. I understand. I don't know why.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Don't let Taylor fool you. Taylor got some shit with her. Taylor be like, oh,
what?
Bullshit.
What?
Taylor, I don't want to hear shit. I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to Maz right now. Taylor got some shit with her, right? Because Taylor tried to put on a little innocent girl face, you know, and try to have an innocent girl conversation and all that good shit. And then we'll say, well, I like to be tied to the headboard, and I like for him to fuck my face. Motherfucker,
okay.
What?
So,
I'm not talking to you. Shut up. I'm not talking to you. You know, and she's into, like, you know, all that extra shit. She want to be tied up. She want to tie him up. You know, I'm surprised she didn't bring out no hot wax or nothing like that. You know, shit.
First of all, okay.
What?
Let me go back to the whole the headboard. Like, I'm just saying, like, that was something that he wanted to do.
That
and
really
I was like,
before you speak, get your words together.
I got it. So the tie into the headboard thing, that wasn't my idea. He said he wanted to try it, and I was like, all right, whatever. You know, I'll try anything one time. And it just so happened that I liked it. So every now and again, I'd be like, hey, you know, just do this real
time
quick.
Into the headboard.
So that's not what I said. I didn't know. Oh, my God. Anyway, like I was saying, I lost the peg. I don't know. I think it's underneath the bed, but I can't see it because I broke my glasses because it was a bit much. Like, it was just a bit much. I don't mess with brown liquor anymore.
So I'm just going to go through a series of things that may have happened. So, because I need to have clarity and I need to make sure I'm understanding things of unfortunate events that may have happened during this time.
No,
well, they might be fortunate.
Just have her tell you what happened. That's all. Just have her tell you what happened.
I've never broken my glasses. Like, why am I breaking my glasses? What were you doing to break your goddamn glasses? Are you fucking? They're either going to be on your face or they're going to be on the side of the bed somewhere.
A disclaimer for Taylor, she was off that dark liquor, so she wasn't necessarily, you know, that dark liquor don't give her the normal cognizance of when she's on the white liquor, you know.
That is my first line of defense. You are absolutely true, Thomas. That's what happened.
Don't worry, I got your back for right now.
And see,
right
the
now.
Thing
uh-huh.
was,
uh-huh.
How the whole thing, all right, so listen, right, how the whole thing started. Because I was working on the computer, so I was wearing my glasses, and he came over, and he was like, hey, I bought something to drink. I said, what you got? And then he had some Henny. I was like, I don't drink that because it's dark. I don't do dark stuff. He was like, you'll be fine. Just drink a little bit. So I had some. I was like, nah, I don't like that. He was like, nah, just have another one. And then I was like, all right, maybe it's just me. I'll drink another one. After a while, it started to not taste bad.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I was working on the computer, so I had my glasses on. So then he came and he was like, "What you doing?" I said, "You know, I'm trying to write this blog or whatever." He was like, "Oh," and then, you know, he was touching, and then I was like, "Okay, well, I'm not gonna finish it doing that." So then he was like, "Well, you know."
Wait, hold on, time up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Right. Where did he start touching? We need details.
I mean, you don't need no. How you gonna half ass tell the goddamn story?
Okay, so then, all right, fine. So then he was like, he started kissing on my neck, and he was showing on my titties, and I was like, hey, I'm trying to work now, and you're messing with me. He's like, well, you know, you can finish writing that later. So I was like, you know, that seems legit.
You're right.
I could finish doing that later. All right. So then I was like, all right. So me being, you know, conscious,
no,
I got goggles on. I was like, all right, so
you
let me just take my glasses.
Wait a minute. Did you just call them goggles or you have on
Yeah, my
goggles?
Eye goggles. My eye goggles. That's what I call them, my glasses. So being that I have on my glasses, I'm like, let me take them off, you know, and put them on the dresser. And then he was like, no, I'll leave them on. So I was like, oh, okay. So I'm thinking, you know, we about to play a school teacher or something. So I was like, all right, you know, whatever you want, that's cool. So then after a while, I do remember taking them off and putting them on the dresser. However, I remember being bent over the dresser. So I think that at some point when he bent me over the dresser, that's when I, like, my glasses were on the dresser. So that's how that happened with my glasses. Yeah. And then it went from the bed, from the dresser to the bed. And I think that's how the peg underneath broke. Because it was already a little loose from the last time. So I think after this point, it's just that shit just fell off. It was like, nah, fuck you, bitch. I'm not doing this no more. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. So now I need to get, now I got to get my bed fixed and I need new glasses.
America's Best got a good deal going on, too. Two pairs for like 70 bucks.
I know. And I got a little bruise on my knee too. I got like a little bit of rug burn too. I felt kind of when I saw it, I was like, yeah.
You know what? It's always awesome to spend some time on your knees. You know, you don't necessarily gotta get down there and pray all the time. But yeah.
Nothing.
I spent some time on my knees too. A lot.
Wait.
The stress. It's been raining.
We ain't
had rug burn in a good while.
Wait a minute. No. Stop it. You shut up, Thomas. So we're going to go back to what now, Amaz? You said you're supposed to do what and pray and what? I'm confused. I didn't hear the whole statement that you just said. Just can you please repeat it?
It's a song by K. Michelle. You know, the one where she's like, you know, I'm on my knees, but I ain't praying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? I mean.
No, I wasn't at that moment. I really wasn't. I was giving out mouth hugs. I was mouth hugging him. With my glasses on.
Okay.
I'm
giving out mouth hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Cut. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ladies,
and what am
Or give that nigga a mouth hug every once in a while. It's okay. You know, he's going to appreciate it.
I give him a mouth hug every time I see him.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the ladies that was out there listening.
Oh.
We know you get mouth hugs consistently when you have somebody.
Not only consistently, but if I could, every day he will get a mouth hug every morning and every night. Yes.
Okay, right. So I got this thing, right? Okay, so I got something I want to talk about, right? Now, there are certain things in which I like to do, right? Now, me, I'm a simple kind of guy. I like eating pussy. And when I do eat pussy, I eat it well. So, now, you know, I've met a few women in my lifetime, you know, who can't just have just head. And I'm like, why? All I want to do is just eat your pussy and call it that. You know, just lick your legs. You know, and, like, the thing about it is, it's like, oh, okay, like, I was having a conversation with my ex-girlfriend, and we were talking about it. Now, me and my ex-girlfriend, you know, we've been cool since before we started dating and after we started dating, you know, to this day now, we're still cool as hell. And we're talking about anything. So we're sitting up there and we're having a conversation, you know, and like I realized, you know, just like we had a conversation, she was telling me like there are some women who are out there who can do it, but they're not attracted to you. So then it would be just like, oh, you're giving her nut and then she's going on about her fucking business. That's so well, fine and good. But I'm talking about women in which I deal with, you know, I'm a simple kind of guy. Let me just give you some head and go about my motherfucking business because that's what I really want to do at that point in time. You know, and don't require me to give you no head back and don't require me to fuck, no nothing.
Okay, so I could, but you can't say that you want a mouth hug afterwards. Cause see, what's gonna happen is that I'm gonna get riled up again. See, that's why I'd rather give out my mouth hugs first, and then you do that, and then we just call it even. Because, yeah, I come when I give mouth hugs. So.
Yeah, and that's fine. Sometimes I don't want the mouth hugs. Sometimes I don't want a mouth hug. Sometimes I just want you to, you know, just fucking come so that way I can see your face. That's all. You know, I want to squeeze you into the while Mickey busting that stuff. You know, that's just me.
I think, you know, I shall attempt to put that on my bucket list. I'm going to try and attempt to do that. I don't know how well that's going to pan out.
I've done that before. Like
I haven't.
I just let him do that, and I've gone on about my business. It's probably because I really wasn't interested in him like that.
Oh, that's what you want to do? That's the reason why.
Yeah, cool. Because that means I ain't got to put my mouth on you. I ain't got to give you none of this. Okay, I'm good. That's how you really want to do it. I'm gonna be real honest with you. I'm guilty of this shit. Because if it's somebody I'm really not feeling and they keep like saying, well, I just want to eat your pussy. I will close my eyes and I will think about that person who eats my pussy so goddamn good. And, yeah, I will do it. I sure will. And he might be thinking, oh, she got her eyes closed. She's thinking about that. I ain't thinking about you. And the shit you do.
I'm really not.
I'm thinking about this nigga. They give me everything that I like. And your ass is there just doing it. It's so funny because my college years, you have to excuse me, but this one guy, he wasn't that cute. Like he was well educated. Okay? Because at that time, he was just starting medical school. So he was very well educated. But he just wasn't that cute in the face to me. He was cute, but he wasn't that cute. You know what I mean? And so, you know, one of them drunken nights, he was like, I just want to come spend time with you. I just want to, you know, this and that. And that's what he just said. Oh, okay, well, shit, I'm drunk. Come on. Bitch horny anyway, so, you know. So, he does that, and he was like, oh, shit, you're supposed to get away. I'm thinking in my head, nigga, I am not thinking about you. I'm really not. Because at that time, you know, like I said, I was thinking about this nice little alpha I used to talk to back in the day. Yeah. I want to think about you, nigga. I'm waiting for you to hurry the fuck up so I can come. And you get on about your business.
Oh, my God.
Get ass up out of here.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I'm gonna try and put that on my bucket list. I'm gonna attempt to do that. And someone else in the group was they gave me something to put on my bucket list. I think it was Billy. We were talking about giving slow head. I said I will put that on my bucket list too.
I'll try that. You don't know how to give slow head. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, what is that?
They enjoy it.
Oh.
They enjoy it thoroughly. It don't have to be fast.
Hold on.
It doesn't have to be fast.
Hold on. Not every guy. It all depends on the mood at that point in time. I'm not really a fan of slow head.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to gauge it to the person in which you're dealing with. Me, I like my head consistent. I like my head consistent. If you know your consistent head, then I'm like.
Well, mine likes it.
But you didn't even do it. Did you do the thing I asked you to do? Did you do the thing which I told you to try on your bucket list?
Who?
What?
I don't even have a goddamn bucket list. What did she what?
Taylor.
What was I supposed to do?
The doggy style while watching TV. See if you can focus on watching TV while it's having doggy style.
Oh, man, listen. No, I tried that for a half a second. Nope. I was doing it.
You can't even give it a good shot.
No. I was doing it. No, I was doing it, and then he slapped my ass, and I was like, oh, well, no more. I was trying.
Yeah.
I did. It was like I did.
All of 30 seconds.
I tried. Okay. Sometimes you try things and you fail. Okay. I failed at that one. Okay. I tried it and I failed. It didn't work.
Okay. I mean. Mm-mm.
I tried.
She tried. She did try. As long as she tried, it's okay. She
yeah.
Tried.
And that was, and it wasn't just one of those regular slaps. It was like a good one. And I forgot.
I read back and got that slap.
Yeah. Like, it was a good one.
Yes, I am.
Why in the devil are we singing on the air?
Why am I singing on the air?
Because we've been drinking. And somebody was getting high. That's what happened.
Why?
Oh.
Because I'm sitting here drinking and I'm listening to T-Pain. If you can't listen to T-Pain or not, at least sing the song.
Wow. You know what? I kind of like his one song. That one song where he's talking about the stripper.
I'm in love with the stripper?
Yeah, I kind of like that one. I only like it when I'm drunk, though. Like, I can't listen to it while I'm sober.
You got to get saved.
Yeah,
I like that song.
Okay.
Stop singing. Time out. So. Yeah. So, listen. This is the episode that I had.
Oh, my goodness. Again?
I stay with a dynamic in myself, honey. I need to understand why. Okay, Thomas, stop singing. I got a question. So, if a lady tells you, hey, you know, I got this dude that I really like. Right. That's who I like. That's who I deal with. It doesn't matter if he lives here or there. It's whatever. But I like him. Why would you send me an inbox saying you still would do? I mean, I hollered at you. Nothing. I don't want you because you're not my type of guy. You're really not my type of guy. You know, it's just something about you that's a little different. And I don't like it. So why, actually, the ultimate question, would you ask a woman about who she's fucking if she really ain't fucking you? Would you do that?
No, not really. Yeah. Like, I ask on some bullshit, like, oh, okay. Like, oh, who you been dealing with? You know, like, or I ask in a random-ass way, like, oh, okay, yeah. So, you know, when last time you was out there doing what you was doing, you know, you was getting it in. You know, some random shit like that. Because, you know, every guy wants to know to a certain degree, you know, whether or not she could really fuck around.
Listen.
Stop.
You're not going to tell me shut up. You're not going to do it.
Listen. What you going to do, put me on mute again? Go ahead, put me on mute.
Comment.
Go ahead, put me on mute.
What you're doing right now. Comment.
It ain't going to do nothing but make you call the man the little friend, that's all. Ain't going to make you do nothing but call your friend.
What little friend? Which little friend? You're talking about?
What I'm talking about? What I'm talking about?
What's
what I'm talking about? What I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? You really told
me. You know
what
I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Ding, 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 people. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know what he's talking about. That's the thing. I don't know what he's talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. So, right, you know, listen, every guy wants to know at some point in time whether or not she even fucking with somebody. You know, it's not necessarily to be like, oh, okay, you know, to be all up in her business, you know. But, like, let's say the guy that's asking you if you've been dealing with somebody else is smaller than the guy that you was actually dealing with. And let's just say you happen to deal with the guy who was asking you. Now it comes out to being that the guy who was bigger was wrecking shop up in there, and then the guy who was asking just happens to get the chance, and, you know, it don't feel like as it should be, you know. Then he's going to have that discrepancy of who she's been fucking, or it could be, oh, her pussy not tight, or she got this super deep-ass pussy like she's been fucking before. I got it. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, guys kind of go off that, you know, even if you don't recognize that that's what guys do, because at the end of the day, you know, we don't, some of us mind, some of us don't. Me, I don't fucking mind, you know, unless it's like literally like 20 minutes after, then I'm going to feel some kind of fucking way about it. But if you've been fucking with somebody like a couple days beforehand, I can't get mad at you about that shit. Shit, I'm probably fucking with somebody to do the game. But who knows what difference to me? But nevertheless, that's the reason why. It's not to be all up in your fucking business. It's to be so that way when we get into it, we don't feel no kind of fucking way about it. If the pussy not tight like it normally is when you get to it. Because
okay.
I don't care what nobody
says. I got
says.
You.
That
okay.
First 5 minutes.
But this one ain't going to get it. This one
okay,
well,
that's
not going to get
different.
So it doesn't matter.
Listen, you never know. You know, the nigga might get on
no,
your nerves.
No, I promise
he might annoy you.
He's just goddamn annoying.
He might
no,
annoy you.
I don't fuck annoying dick. I don't do that. Because you don't get on my goddamn nerves during sex.
No, how not everybody, because there's some chicks who get on my nerves. There's some chicks who get on my nerves without sex, but they break in the bed.
Mm-mm. I can't. Okay, so let me explain it. So if you annoy me outside of sex, my pussy doesn't get wet for you. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Let me go
further. I'm being irrational.
If I don't like your fucking personality.
I'm being irrational right now. I'm being irrational.
Okay.
Right
well,
now.
I'm sorry that you're being irrational, but I need you to understand at this point. If I
not
don't, if you get on my nerves, you get on my nerves. Every time
it's not
you
happen.
Lie to me.
You're losing your breath right now, Maz.
Shut up. Thomas, shit, chill. Let me tell my shit. What I'm saying is this. Like, dude seriously gets on my nerves. Like, he sends me random-ass messages. Like, the other day I told him I didn't want to talk. And he was like, well, what's wrong? If I tell you I don't want to talk, I don't feel like talking to you. Stop. Leave me alone. Then he sends me a message on Glide. Okay. Why are you sending me a message on Glide when I told you I didn't want to talk to you at this point? Okay, so I have to tell him, like, look, you're being really annoying at this point. And he was like, well, you don't have to be mean. I told you I didn't want to talk, so why are you still continuing to try to talk to me? Please leave me alone. And then I'm like, hey, when he starts trying to talk sexual to me, like sometimes, you know how sometimes people will talk to you and you're like, shoot, that might make my pussy wet or that might make my dick hard. You know what I'm saying? But every time that he talks to me, if I'm horny, I'm not horny no more. Like, it's just like my pussy don't get wet to him. So I don't like him. And so for him to have the audacity to ask me who I'm fucking, I told him I'm not fucking you, so why does it goddamn matter?
Because he was asking a motherfucking question?
I'm not fucking him. I'm not going to do it. Why would I break up with my good dick that I have for some strange dick I don't know shit about? No.
Because the strange dick you don't know about might be good.
Nope.
Strange.
I
went,
I got
you saying,
strange booty.
You asked a question. You answered a question, I answered it. So, you know, that's fine.
Strange dick will give you strange cooties.
Just great for me. It's perfect. It's perfection to me right now.
Mm-mm.
It's good. He takes care of everything on the PDF file. Everything. And he makes sure all three holes are happy. So, no.
Uh-uh.
No. Even the sound of his voice makes my skin crawl. I don't like talking to him. Come on now. Amen. Yeah. That's the name of what's happening. Y'all stupid. I don't like y'all. Y'all stupid. Y'all doesn't talk rock.
Well, listen, right? Because sometimes the strange stuff be all right, you know. This is for guys. Shut up. We're not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the guys. Listen, some women do strange things and they end up being some pretty good stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the quality. I have this theory. Now, you can sit up there and, whoosh, did you just sigh?
She sure did. See, I was listening. I got my pen and paper ready. She sighed, Thomas. That's what she did. She said, oh, boy.
Okay. Thomas, go. Go on.
Well, man, I'm not going to talk to you for the rest of the fucking night. I can talk to you. So... Now, we'll talk about this motherfucking theory I got, right? I'm not joining you guys, face it up. Sorry, I got to sort of the ship.
I got this.
Okay, right? So my theory is, right? It's simple, you know, for people who say, oh, their boyfriend or girlfriend has good sex. It's easy to say your boyfriend or girlfriend has good sex because of the simple fact that, you know, they're your boyfriend or girlfriend. You feel some kind of way about it. But to determine whether or not you have some really good sex, if you have sex with a person in which you don't really feel any real emotions towards, you get what I'm saying? It's like, oh, okay, hey, yeah, my sex is great because it's with my boyfriend or somebody I've been dealing with for X, Y, and Z. But if you can sit up here and you can have sex with a person that you're not really, you know, like, attracted to, but they're attractive enough to sleep with, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, well, you know what? You know, that person can say, oh, yeah, that shit was great right off the bat, you know, after y'all get done, and you'd be like, oh, okay, well, you know, everything's cool, you know, similar to you having a conversation, X, Y, and Z, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that shit's great. You can tell you got good sex at that point in time. Now, that's just theory. For the people, for the single people. Motherfucker, are you laughing?
I was listening. It wasn't me. I was listening.
I was listening.
That's
all my fault. It's all right.
Thomas, get out your feelings. I was listening.
Nobody
I was listening to what you were saying.
Oh, no.
I'm going to sit back, relax, and chill. Y'all go ahead. I'm going to chime in when I chime in. I like drinking more than I like talking.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all wasn't aware.
Dear Lord.
In my mind.
My whole
right side of my head hurts.
Oh, right side of your head hurts? Was somebody pulling on that side?
Listen, I'm telling you. Full. No, he had both sides of the head. But anyway.
Did you put in the pigtails for him? Did you put in pigtails?
No, actually, I would take, like, I do 2-strand braids to my hair at nighttime so I could sleep. So, you know, so my hair ain't all over my head. Normally, I would take them out
to go do whatever I got to do. But last night I ain't doing it because my hair was actually still wet from where I washed it. So I didn't do that. And he was like, why you got that shit in your head? Oh, you better shut up. Because he was
trying
to
get
my braids to loose.
He a bitch ass nigga. Because if you're telling him to shut up, then he going to sit down and shut up.
No, he's not a bitch ass nigga. Because we boss each other around. See, when he tells me to sit down and shut up, I kind of do sit down and I shut up. And then I do what he tells me to do. Because I like the way he bosses.
He's still a bitch ass nigga.
I like the way that he bosses me. He's one of the only, one of the two only men that know how to boss me. Some men don't know how to boss me. But there's two particular men on this earth that know how to boss me. And I like them both.
What? I do. I like them a lot.
I thoroughly enjoy them. Thoroughly. What?
You make them sound like a tasty dish. I thoroughly enjoy
they
them.
I do. I enjoy doing strange things to them. I do, you know? And we lost Thomas. Oh, well. Too bad for that cornbread. So, yeah, I do. I enjoy it. It makes me happy. But they want to tell you. Can you tell you how I feel? Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I think that's it. That, you know. And while Thomas is gone, can we really talk about the topics that we were supposed to goddamn talk about tonight? I really still want to talk about these here topics. So, Taylor, one of the topics was, what is there such thing as too much sex? No, but give me what I want every day. What's wrong with this?
No. Like every day I get, but I mean, just is there a point where it's been multiple times a day? Like both of you guys have the day off, and y'all just been going and going and going and going. Is there at some point in the day where you say, I think I kind of want to get off of the table and get something to eat?
Those days don't happen. Those days don't happen that often. I mean, they don't happen that often. So it's like when that day happens, I'm good with that day. Then we're going to have to get something to eat because, first of all, you probably fucked all of my food out of me. And so, therefore, we need to eat. And then after we eat, if we want to fuck some more, we can fuck some more. But I need to eat. We need to eat a snack. We need to have some fruit, some water, some vegetables, some shit that we need to get our energy back up so that we can go back for round 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then, you know, we're going to eat 3 meals. We're going to eat breakfast. Huh?
Are you going to cook?
What'd you say? I mean, one of the meals I might cook. One of the meals I might cook.
One?
I'm not cooking 3 goddamn meals.
Wait, hold on. After all that work, you mean to tell me, see, this is
I'm
where...
I'm
going
to cook you a nice dinner.
This is where... No. See, this is where your Jody is supposed to come in. This is where your Jody is supposed to come in at this point in time. If you don't know what your Jody is, I suggest you watch Baby Boy and watch the sex scene.
Yes, I'm going to go cook these tacos, that crap.
There you go.
We're going to get up. We're going to eat breakfast. I just might eat breakfast,
and cook
or
breakfast,
he just
right?
might eat breakfast.
You going to cook breakfast, right?
No, we're going to play a game. We're going to see who comes first.
Okay, so that means you're going to cook breakfast. Okay.
Who said I would come first?
Well, just by, you know, just sheer, you know, guessing and intuition. You're multi-orgasmic, right?
Yep. And I make misses. But what?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, multi-orgasmic versus, you know, it takes a little while to come. You gonna come first. Because clearly, you already know that you're going to cook breakfast because of the simple fact you're multi-orgasmic. Plain and simple. So you're cooking breakfast, then you're
going
to cook dinner.
Are we
going
out for lunch?
He might make lunch. So they don't want to go nowhere. If we have an all-day session, how the fuck am I going to get up and put on some clothes to go out to go get lunch?
We're both going to get up and put on clothes. We're both going.
Motherfucker, you better be happy with a motherfucking fried bologna sandwich.
I don't eat bologna. So let's be better.
Ham and cheese, some turkey, some something.
Well, I can't eat sandwiches, so therefore he ain't going to make me no sandwich.
Nigga, a quesadilla works quickly. I can make you a quesadilla real quick.
I can't have flour-based food.
Oh, my fucking goodness. Kill yourself. Jesus.
No. I shall not. I mean,
she has a gluten allergy. We discussed this already.
No, we ain't
you
never discussed
to,
this.
You trying
no,
to give
no,
her a sandwich and kill her?
No. We've never discussed the food that she can't eat.
If she gives me a sandwich during the day, that's a bad stomach day. We ain't doing nothing else
no,
for the day.
See, gluten-free and all that flour-free stuff, don't worry. I'm going to go talk to the Muslims real quick. They got all that shit, you know.
Oh, I don't eat that.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to spice it up. Make it real good for you. I make it real good for
goodness.
You.
Oh, my
goodness.
Okay, you can put a whole bunch of spices in my food. My stomach don't add up.
You're not going to win this one.
She's going to make a fucking excuse for everything, but then, you know, my Jody going to kick in, and she's going to take that shit. Yes, she is. My Jody going to kick in real quick.
Then got, okay, so if you wanted to say somebody, the truck driver or whatever, he knows that I can't have certain foods. Like, he knows I can't, the foods I can and cannot eat. So, no, he's not going to fix me a sandwich. He's not going to do that. He will probably buy me, like, a
grab
nice salad.
On the
salad.
Way.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably buy
grab
me, like, a nice salad to eat.
That's a good nigga move.
So, yeah, I can't have all that stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, the good. See, the truck driver nigga, he all right, because he probably already planned this in advance. So he probably already got you, you know, a nice little salad or something that ain't got flour in it. You know, you'd be all right. So that way he ain't got
if
fucking
I found a salad that's got flour in it, he don't have a goddamn problem.
Listen, so he been driving all goddamn week. He ain't going to want to go no fucking where. So he going to bring something for you while he's on the way, you know, like maybe 10 minutes before he get there. So that way, you know. You got something you can just warm up real quick and call it a fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's a smart nigga move, baby.
Like, I don't have an issue with cooking. I know. I really don't. I was just joking when I said I'm not cooking anything. I don't mind cooking for the right person. I'm not cooking for no random ass Joe. It was just going to be fucking all day. I'm not doing that. Nigga, get the fuck up. They get out. I mean, it's not going to happen. But,
so
know,
if the dick is
like,
good, if the dick is good, okay, so I got a question. So if the dick is good and you wanted to repeat and the nigga is just going to last all fucking day long, you ain't going to have an all-day session with that nigga?
I said that it could be one of those days where it's just somebody random and we're having random-ass fucking-ass sex. But that rarely happens to me because I'm the type of person where I get a piece I like. I don't quit it until it does some shit that I don't like. You know what I mean? So I'm not about to quit my fifth dick for no strange random dick. We already discussed this, so therefore don't try to make me get strange dick. Don't like strange dick. At all. I like that shit. I don't know what it's going to do. Sometimes the shit that it may do, it may not agree with me. Like, I can't. You can't just be coming up in here with this random shit. Like, I just can't do it. I can't. Okay? So stop trying to make me fuck random dick.
Ain't nobody trying to make you fuck no random dick. All I want you to do is just wiggle.
Please stop drinking. Please stop. Put the cup down. Please. You goddamn fool. There's something wrong with you. Period.
Wiggle.
I would be special. I would. And I've had guys cook for me, too. So it's like, it's, and I have no problem with it at all.
Mm.
So.
Now, I will say this.
I like when guys cook for me.
I will say this. That, you know, there are some women who come over to my house who haven't gotten a motherfucking thing out of me. You know, we're fucking, we're going about our fucking business. But if I cook for you, I try not to cook for women because, for one, I take a long time to cook because I like to cook slowly. So that way all the flavor is all in there and all that good shit. So, you know, I like to, you know, take my fucking time. If I cook dinner for you, especially if I go out of my fucking way to cook dinner for you, oh, trust me, you giving up the draws and you coming back. Because I'm going to fuck you good and I'm going to feed you good and then I'm going to repeat that shit in the morning. So if I cook for you, just be in for the long haul. That's all.
Mm.
I'm terrible. I'm terrible simply because.
What?
Like,
wait a minute. Did you say I'm terrible?
I'm terrible.
Did you say that?
I said, I'm terrible.
No, you didn't.
Not you, but
no,
me.
You didn't.
I said, I'm terrible. I didn't say
your grandma
terrible.
Said.
I said, I'm terrible.
Your grandma did not say I am or I'm. It said, I'm terrible. You need to put this on.
I said, I'm
in.
Terrible. Oh, my fucking goodness. I don't know what the fuck I said. Just because your motherfucking ass got selected fucking hearing don't mean the motherfucking thing. I know what the fuck I said.
I did not hear it. All I heard was I'm terrible.
Because I speak fast. Don't you realize that? Or do you Southerners not understand that shit?
Who? The fuck? What? Like, I will talk you out your goddamn dog. Shut up. The fuck? You just don't know. You just don't know.
You ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. That's what I know. Put me on mute if you want to. Threaten me with it. No. No. Mm-mm. You said we get to do whatever the fuck we want to do. So.
No, we were talking about some shit. Anyway, me and Taylor were having a goddamn conversation. Like, are you serious? We were talking here until you came back into the phone line. So, therefore, we were having
a conversation. Okay, so wait a minute. So wait a motherfucking minute. So if I'm not on the motherfucking phone line, I'm not allowed to join into the motherfucking conversation. What the fuck kind of shit is this? What the fuck am I here for if I'm not allowed to join into the fucking conversation when I get back on the motherfucking phone?
Please stop drinking. Please stop.
Even if I was sober, it's still the same goddamn thing.
Oh,
you
God.
Just said
please.
Me and Taylor was having a conversation before you came back into the thing. So it sounds like you were saying, you know, never mind, I'm just quit talking. I'll see if you're finished drinking.
Somebody got the defined mouth hug correct. Ding, 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 ding. Somebody
got a mouth
it right.
Hug for me, what?
They...
Oh, never mind.
Nobody wants to put their mouth on you.
Nobody that you know. Nobody that you know. That's what I will say.
I don't know. I don't know about all that, but no, I ain't nobody over here. I'm going to put their mouth on me.
Well, I know nobody over here.
I'm old.
Not on this show right now, but I bet you if I come down to North Carolina, I get a mouth on.
Nigga, you the goddamn liar. I'm not putting my goddamn mouth on anywhere near you. The fuck?
Motherfucker, did I say you? I said, I bet you if I come down to North Carolina. I said, if I come down to North Carolina, I bet you I get a mouth on. I didn't say you. I just said North Carolina.
I mean, you may know some people here in North Carolina that may want to give you a mouth hug.
Mm-hmm.
You may have that mouth hug pre-arranged. So, I mean, I'm just saying. But that ain't got shit to do with me. And I don't want no mouth hug. Whatever. Whatever.
You know what? It's okay.
What?
need y'all to play nice for the last 10 minutes of the show, please.
So,
I've been playing nice all goddamn show.
That says, I'll never cheat on a girl who best follows. So listen. Listen. So,
bullshit.
I mean, I give them good enough, huh? And he rewards me.
That's some bullshit. These niggas is out here pussy with my dick stuff. These niggas is whipped.
What you mean? Why are you calling them whipped? Why can't two people actually really enjoy having sex with each other without being whipped?
Okay, now listen. I'm all for enjoying good sex. I enjoy really good sex. But for what people equate for, you know, good sex and all this other shit, no. People are stupid.
Your sex might, I mean.
No. This nigga just said, you know, he's posting a picture, you know, don't cheat on a girl who follows. That bitch might be fucking crazy, but you're not going to cheat on her. You're not going to get rid of her. You're not going to do nothing. Is she fucking crazy?
Well, I mean, the post, it was actually what she was referring to was my post in the group where it says, I have my sexy fun fact, and it says I have a cum fetish. So that's what that's about.
So
okay.
His reason for putting that up wasn't that deep. Like, I'm pretty certain that, you know, it
I
wasn't
like comments, as I think that you tried to go so far deep into stuff. It's only about kiddie pool, shallow deep. It's about the kiddie pool. You trying to go all the way down to 12 feet, it ain't that deep. It's the kiddie pool.
Trust me. Listen. If I wanted to go deep,
I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Yes, throw up in your mouth. Okay, swallow it back down. Swallow it back down. Okay. Face up in the process.
You guys make me
want to
spit.
Spit it. Spit it in the corners.
Oh, my God. Thomas. Oh, God. These next 7 minutes. I need them to happen.
So, okay. So, the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be quiet. Yeah, go ahead.
My prayers are always in touch. But what I was saying is that my person that I like to give mouth hugs to always rewards me. So, that's what I was saying before Thomas got about. You nasty monkey. So that, you do get me this one. That is just goddamn nasty. What the fuck? You said, Taylor.
I'm
not bringing it back on. It's just this. Next. Didn't even take that in the This is next. This is so nasty.
He only did that. You know he only did that to piss you off, right?
I just can't with that life. That just makes me want to just lay hands on him. Point blank, period. But anyway, the other topic that we had that we were supposed to be talking about, I put Thomas back on mute because his nasty ass built on the goddamn air. So, because you posed this question, did your kids catch you having sex with something?
No.
Oh.
However, a friend of mine did call me. And she was, like, all upset because her kids caught her, but her son and my son are the same age. So they're, like, 13, you know, when they're starting to, you know, everything's starting to happen. So she was like, you know, what do I tell them? I told her to just tell them the truth. I mean, my son has never caught me, but I mean, I definitely, you know, I explained to him what it is and what you're supposed to do with it, what you're not supposed to do with it. Like, I told him the truth because I'd rather, this is just my logic. This is just Taylor thinking. I'd rather him know the truth from me than to go to his friends and then hear some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then think that that's the truth and then wind up getting himself and someone else in trouble. Like, I'd rather you know from the gate, this is what this does, this is what that does, this is how you prevent that and everything else. Unfortunately, because I was thinking that that's the right thing to do, after I told him that, you know, I was pregnant with the twins, he proceeded to give me talk that I gave him and explained to me about how I should have been cautious.
Wow.
So, I was proud. I was proud because I knew he was listening and he understood. But I really wanted to punch him in the face because I was like, I mind your business. But, you know, I'd rather, you know, you just tell them the truth. I think that kids should know the truth. As long as you're honest with them and you tell them the truth and you explain it to them, you're fine. I just told her, I said, just tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Tell them what you was doing. Well, I mean, don't go into detail, but just tell them what you was doing. And this is what happens when you do it and how to protect yourself. Tell them how to protect the woman and all that.
I haven't experienced that. My daughter has not caught me doing anything strange. So, yeah, but we've talked about it because, you know, she's a girl and she goes through that. She's looking like a little woman versus a little girl at this point. So we've had a conversation, so she knows.
Mm-hmm.
But she's never caught me. She's never.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Caught me. And, you know, she knows that's where babies come from. So I think my daughter doesn't think I have sex because I haven't brought home no extra babies. I think she probably doesn't think I have sex. Like, she's like, oh, no, mommy doesn't. Yeah, my mommy doesn't do that. Yeah, my mom told me that's where babies come from. And my mom hasn't brought any home babies. Extra baby. Oh, Thomas, you're not on mute no more. Thomas, you're not on mute anymore.
Wow. Okay, so my 5 minutes is up. And my 5 minutes is up, and it's like 2 minutes left. So I was going to say.
Right, 60 seconds, and the show is going to end at that point.
What?
I said the show ends in 60 seconds. So. So I hope everybody has all the weekend. I am actually working all week. I'm actually working all the weekend. And I think I got a movie dinner date. Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm going on a date. So.
No, she's not.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. I'm going out on a date this weekend.
That nigga going to pull a Jody.
And it's very rare that I see any man that's local.
He going to pull a Jody. He going to pull a fucking Jody on her.
We're going to mute you again because I feel bad. Shut the fuck up. I am going on a date this weekend. We're doing a dinner and a movie. And, you know, I normally don't date local guys. So this is going to be fun. I don't do local men. I used to date men who are not from this area a lot. So, Taylor, I've actually enjoyed you this evening. And I'm working in the morning, so I got to get up at 8 a.m. to start my day.
Ooh.
Yeah, girl, this Jamaica money. Yes, honey. Yes. This is Jamaica money. So, I'm trying to grind and hustle like I'm supposed to. So, it's Jamaica money. I've been working all week. So I'm only have one day off Sunday and then working all next week again. Pray for me and everything that I'm going through. That's how I mean. They feel crazy. They like what you call batshit crazy.
I mean, that's not pretty
mm-hmm.
shit. But, yeah. So, and counting down to Jamaica, I've officially, the 12th away from being in Jamaica for a bunch of days. I'm so ready to go and lay on the beach and become my Indian red tan self and put my booty on for men. But we're going to talk about that. Gonna put my booty on him. But, yeah. So, good night. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. If you need to go back and listen to the archives, you are welcome to do that in about 15 to 20 minutes. But, good night.
Good night.